With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We have this just in from the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court has extended the delay in the Washington criminal case against former President Trump on charges that he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. The High Court's action all but ends prospects that Mr. Trump could be tried before the November election. In this historic ruling, the justices say that former presidents can be shielded from prosecution for at least some of what they do in the Oval Office. The justices have ordered lower courts to figure out just how to apply the decision in the Trump case rather than the justices doing it themselves. Now, the outcome means that additional delays will take place before Mr. Trump could face trial. The former president has repeatedly denied doing anything wrong. Also at SRNNews.com, they've been boarding up homes and businesses, and mass evacuations have taken place as powerful Hurricane Beryl approaches the Caribbean's Windward Islands. The National Hurricane Center's Michael Brennan says it is a powerful Category 4 hurricane.
We're most concerned about areas from St. Vincent and the Grenadines south to Grenada, where we could see the core of that Category 4 hurricane move through. When you get to Category 4 strength, you can see things like total roof damage, roofs lifted off of homes, exterior wall collapse, trees uprooted, significant damage, and a complete destruction of power lines and other infrastructure.
And the storm now battering parts of the Caribbean. Five people were shot early today, including three who were killed near the University of Cincinnati campus. Police say that two people are in custody, including one of those who was wounded. A heightened threat of terrorist attacks prompting a higher state of alert for American military bases in Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow trading higher this morning. And this is SRN News. Americans consider the fate of Confederate monuments.
The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that close to two-thirds of the general population thinks statuary and memorials honoring Confederates should be left alone, although about half of those people say some signage adding context should be added. Amongst people of faith, large majorities of white evangelicals, white mainland Protestants, and white Catholics say the monuments should simply be left alone. Strong majorities of Hispanic Protestants and Catholics also agree. Even amongst black Protestants, only 26% say the statues should be destroyed.
That's SRN's Michael Harrington. Oklahoma's top education official ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons for grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issued a memo to school superintendents across the state last month. The directive, the latest effort by conservatives to try to incorporate religious values in the public schools. SRN News. NASA says two astronauts, they will be staying in space a bit longer than planned, continue troubleshooting Boeing's capsule.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams arrived on Boeing's new space capsule about a month ago.
I want to make it very clear that Butch and Sonny are not stranded in space.
This was the first astronaut launch for Boeing after years of delays and setbacks. NASA's Steve Stitch says engineers are troubleshooting some problems.
We'll have a little bit more work to do to get there for the final return, but they're safe on space station. Their spacecraft is working well, and they're enjoying their time on the space station.
NASA has not set a return date.
We're not in any rush to come home.
Boeing has said some leaks that were spotted during the flight are not a concern for the return trip. I'm Ed Donahue.
Evacuation orders in Arizona lifted for some residents of northeast Scottsdale who had been out of their homes for days because of a fast-moving wildfire. More details at srnnews.com.